Well, I was at the Free Your Mind conference this year in Philadelphia. I had the chance of meeting Ross Benn, who is an author of the phenomenal tome Rock of Ages Awe Edition, which chronicles the legacy of Anu. What the hell does that mean? Well, he gets into it in great detail. He talks about crystals and all sorts of interesting thing on that front, interesting things on that front, but he also gets into something that he did his presentation on, which is the mystery of sacred Native American mounds. His talk was titled Free Your Mounds, and the rest will follow. Early this year, he got into the deep history of sacred mounds and how they were conquered and reused by the Europeans. After his lecture, we were able to sit down with Ross Benn for a few minutes to go over some of the major points from his presentation. That video is on our YouTube channel. You can find it at bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. On the top left-hand side, you can see my YouTube link there. And we do appreciate you checking out our YouTube channel. Well, Ross Benn's been gracious enough to come on for this hour of the show. And in just a little bit, when we bring him on, we'll dive deep into the conversation about mounds. Sacred mounds were not only used by the Native Americans, but they were also taken over by the Europeans who conquered them, and later, our founding fathers. On this July 4th weekend, I thought it would be an interesting, more esoteric look at, our history and where we're going, more importantly. And Ross Benn does so with his research on this topic. There are mounds scattered around the country, from Richmond, New York, to Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, his hometown. Ross Benn is guaranteed to blow your mound with this conversation today. And, well, if I can find any more uses of the word mound in a corny pun, I will do so as well. And there's guaranteed to be a mound. I'll stop. Mound bar. Ross Benn, how are you, brother?
I'm thankful. Thankful, Bob. How you doing, man?
I hear you're in the belly of the beast right now.
Oh, man. I'm right up here. I'm on Fort Greene Mound in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, yeah? It's all that ruckus in the background.
Yeah, I'm in the process of walking to a quieter space, brother.
Well, it sounds like there's all sorts of energy there. And a big part of what you talk about is energy, right?
Energy is high, brother.
Let's put you down for just a second. We got to take a quick break in a minute anyways. And hopefully when we come back, there will be a little cleaner of a connection, although it's kind of exciting. It sounds like there's all sorts of fun stuff going on. He talks about ley lines and the energy involved with this. This is interesting stuff. To be honest, it's a bit outside of my realm of normal topics, but I'm very fascinated to learn more about this. And he's also got a book project and film project that he wants people to help out with. We'll tell you how to find that coming up with our show tonight. Ross Benn, our special guest for this third hour. All of the aforementioned topics and guests will be on our website, on our YouTube channel. You're guaranteed to find it. We'll be promoting articles throughout the week before each show. With this new Saturday show, we're guaranteed to have a refocused, re-energized look and a plethora of different topics. And I'm excited. So, final hour of the Bob Tuskin Show with Ross Benn just about to take place in seconds.
The Bob Tuskin Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Ross Benn is an innovative educator, counselor, wellness provider, peacekeeper slash mediator, sacred timekeeper, and scribe. Originally from Washington, D.C., the home of the mounds, and now Philadelphia, living in the Philadelphia area, he joins us to talk about the mystery of sacred Native American mounds. And, well, he brings it all into focus with his newest project. Ross Benn, thanks so much for coming on. Good to have you.
Yes, I hope the background's a little quieter.
Sounds good. So tell me, what is the mystery of sacred Native American mounds all about?
Well, that's a great question. I think the foundation of it is the fact that the Algonquin speakers of the Americas, because that's really what I, you know, because mounds are worldwide, so we'll just limit our reasoning to mounds that are found in the Americas. And I think that the creators of them knew the ley line grid of the planet and would mark, I guess, what we would call nodes or conjunction points where, like, multiple... Okay. Ley line.
Hey, can I just interrupt and ask, for those who don't know, what a ley line is? What does that mean?
Sure. The best way to describe a ley line would be like the energy meridians of our body on a planetary scale.
Okay.
So we know, like, from what do you call acupuncture and shiatsu, that there are, like, meridians or energy grid that runs through the human body, and that I can impact one part of the body by manipulating another based on these meridians. So it's the same idea, but on a planetary scale. So there are energy lines or energy grids that circle the planet. And where you have conjunction points, where two or more of those ley lines or energy grids crisscross one another, that's a place for this concentrated earth energy, concentrated life force emanating from the earth. And it seems that the ancient Algonquin would build mounds on top of these sites. And
what were they hoping to get out of that?
Well, I think my sense is that it was a part of their spiritual technology, that it was a tool. The mounds were tools that would allow the Algonquin speakers to connect with spirit. And when we say spirit, I mean, that's the kind of a vague term, but we had already mentioned that the mounds were built atop of ley line grids. They were also ancestral burial grounds. And beyond that, they were often aligned with celestial constellations. So if we went to a mound, we were connecting with ancestors. We were connecting with the earth, and we were connecting with the heavens. So I think it was a way that they could be one in their spirit, you know, just by being in a sacred space, you know, that would help them tune into the sacredness of themselves.
Right. Interesting. So what was the purpose of gathering these mounds and colonizing these mounds, for lack of a better term, from, well, some of the founding fathers? You talk about Adams, you talk about all these people that are a big part of American history and perhaps the founding of this nation. For the July 4th weekend, I thought that was pretty good timing to get into a lesser-known part of American history.
Well, yeah, give thanks, because you're right. I think that this is one of the most occult aspects of American history, that many of the, what you might call, Sons of Liberty or Founding Fathers, they were what I would term a mound gritter. And a mound gritter is someone who can identify an indigenous mound, can survey and chart the ley lines extending from that mound, and then build some form of edifice, whether it would be a monument, or maybe a city center, city skyscraper, some type of structure that would capture and harness all of the spirit force or energy moving through that mound. And moving through the land connected to the mound.
Interesting. So I have two follow-up questions for you, Ross. Ben, what are some of those monuments that we might all know? And the other question is, what did they hope to gain from building these monuments on the mounds?
Well, I'll start with answering the latter question. And the ultimate intention for that was control, you know? It was control. It's all about control. That's why my subject at the Free Your Mind conference was called Free Your Mound and Your Mind Will Follow. Because there's this idea when you study metaphysics that says the subtle informs the denser. You know? So the causal planes of creation are the subtler planes. This more denser material reality that we see and sense, this is really the effectual plane. This is the plane where things that were set in motion on the subtler planes come to manifestation. So if I want to control someone's physical body, I need to be able to manipulate their emotions. And if I want to manipulate their emotions, I have to also manipulate their mind. And ultimately, if I want to manipulate someone's mind, I got to mess with their spirit. Because these are the subtler planes of reality. If someone's spirit is, strong and their spirit is connected to the earth and the earth energy, it's going to be more difficult for me to manipulate their mind and manipulate their emotions and thus control the physical. So you have to start on a spiritual plane. The effective control starts on the spiritual plane. And so that was what the conquest of the mounds was all about.
And interesting.
Some of the more important, or like what you might say, historically significant mounds there are.
Well, before you get into that, though, I have a follow-up question, because we'll highlight some of those mounds, but I want to stay on this note of coming after our spirit. What would you say to the atheist out there, or the agnostic folks that think, spirit's kind of, this Pollyannish stuff. What we really have to worry about is their actions in our everyday life.
Right. Well, it's difficult to convince someone of their subtler aspects of their self.
And I guess you could say whether or not you or I, or, I'm not saying literally you or I, but whether or not somebody believes in the spirit side of things or not, the powers that shouldn't be, the Sons of Liberty, as you mentioned, they believe in this and are using this for esoteric reasons.
Right. And what I would say is that this is really out of the realm of belief and more in the realm of science, because we do know basic laws of physics. Everything is vibration. Everything is energy. There's this idea of morphic resonance, that things of a like vibration influence one another. And as I had mentioned, the subtler an energy is, it's more in the causal plane, the creative realm of creation, So they should study those dimensions of reality more, because this is really beyond, like when you say theology or you're atheist, that's saying you don't believe in God. But I don't think you have to believe in God to recognize the science of manipulating the energy of the earth and how it impacts humans' connection to the earth,
Right.
So but you're right. That's a difficult thing to sell to someone who is not really in touch with the subtler realms of themselves.
Well, I think regardless, again, the powers that shouldn't be are utilizing this for their own occult reasons. And when we come back, we'll continue to explore this fascinating topic with Ross Ben.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4444. 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, so you have these ancient burial mounds that the power said shouldn't be have built monuments on for occult reasons. And I think this is interesting. For the July 4th weekend, I wanted to take a different look at the founding of this country. And to do so, we have Ross Ben on with us. Ross, let's go over some of these mounds that we might know of, these monuments on the mounds, rather. The Washington Monument, perhaps?
Well, no, the Washington Monument is actually aligned with the mound that Washington, D.C. is centered upon, which is Meridian Hill Mound. So Meridian Hill is on 16th Street, due north of the White House and the Washington Monument. And, yes, that is the major mound of Washington, D.C. There are a couple of others, in D.C., the National Cathedral in what's called America's Holy Land in the Brookland section of Washington, D.C. All of that are mound structures. And that's the site of Catholic University in Washington, D.C.
Hello? What about some of these cities that are named for their mounds? You've mentioned Richmond, New York.
There is a mound in New York that was called Richmond. That is currently around where Greenwich Village is. I'm hoping while I'm up here in New York to actually go and search it out. What is interesting, though, is it was called Richmond when John Adams, the first vice president, second president, was around. That was his residence while he was vice president, Richmond, New York. And like I said, it was originally around Greenwich Village. However, now there is a place called Richmond Hill that's located between Queens and Brooklyn. And I'm trying to determine what is the relationship between this Richmond Hill that's located, you know, and not in Manhattan, but between two boroughs, Queens and Brooklyn, and the Richmond Hill of John Adams' time. So that's a mystery I'm still attempting to decode. How that name of Richmond got transferred from that Greenwich Village area out to these outer boroughs.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it But again, this was the residence of John Adams, the first vice president, second president. And, of course, our first president lived in Mount Vernon, Virginia. I mentioned John Adams' residence, Richmond Hill. Thomas Jefferson, the third president, he lived in Monticello, which means little mound. And actually, Thomas Jefferson was one of two founding fathers that openly studied the mound. Whereas the first six presidents, I think we could definitely categorize as mound gritters, only Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin openly studied the mound. So Thomas Jefferson conducted a scientific study on a mound that was on his property. He cut a cross-section out, layer by layer, to expose a stratigraphic midsection of the mound where he could study it layer by layer and see that it was hundreds of years of burial remains separated by layers of sand or just sedimentary earth, you know. So it was Thomas Jefferson who argued that, yeah, the contemporary Algonquin of colonial times are the creators and custodians of the mounds. So, and again, his residence was Monticello.
Little Mound.
The fourth president, James Madison.
James Mounderson.
James Mounderson. His residence was called Montpelier, which Mound of the Pilgrim. And again, that was in Virginia. Then you have John Quincy Adams. No, he was the sixth president. You have Monroe, James Monroe, who lived at Monroe Hill, which is where University of Virginia is currently found. And, of course, it was a mound structure. Then you have John Quincy Adams, who was the sixth president.
And the son of Adams, Sr. Can you tell us about John Quincy when we come back here from the break, Ross?
Sure, but I will just mention that John Quincy lived at Meridian Hill.
Meridian Hill, interesting.
He lived in Meridian Hill, that central mound of Washington, D.C.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're going to open up the phone lines in the last segment tonight, so please call us up if you have any questions for myself or Ross Ben. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Ross, we were talking about John Quincy Adams and him living in Meridian Hill, which is in Washington, the mound that Washington, D.C. revolves around. Originally, the capital of the United States was Philadelphia. People forget that, I think. And in the state of, in the city of Philadelphia, of brotherly love, where we met for the Free Your Mind conference, there are all sorts of mounds everywhere you look, huh?
Yes. I think Philadelphia can be categorized as city of hidden mounds.
What are some of those mounds and what are some of those monuments on the mounds in Philadelphia?
Right. So now the most sacred temple mound of the Lenape, who were the indigenous of the Lenape Hoking, or what they call the Delaware Valley now, was a mound that was so sacred. Lenape tradition says whatever happens on this mound happens with the full participation of the earth. And I think that therein lies the mystery of Penn Treaty, and therein lies the providence of this nation that was granted by them founding the nation there, you know, in Philadelphia, because it,
the founding of the nation. Penn Treaty and the founding of the nation both occurred with the full participation of the earth. So those were what I would say were, you know, acts of magic. That mound that I'm speaking about, everyone has a vision of it in their mind's eye, because we've all seen that iconographic movie Rocky, when he's making his famous jog from South Philly that culminates at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. And he's running up those tiered stairs of the, you know, Philadelphia Museum of Art. Well, those tiered stairs is one side of the most sacred mound pyramid of the Lenape. You know, today it's called Fairmount or Firemount. And Fairmount Park, the Fairmount Park system of Philadelphia, is named after this most sacred mound.
The mound on where the new library is, right?
The Free Public Library of Philadelphia is very close to the Museum of Art. The actual mound is on the Museum of Art. So when Rocky is running up those stairs, he's literally running up.
Okay, I thought it was something like that. On the top of that building, there are seven sisters, right?
Yes. Nine.
Nine sisters. Okay. Tell
Nine
me about that.
Sisters. Okay. Well, that, the Philadelphia Museum of Art is not designed to just be a museum, but a temple to the Muses. And the Muses are the nine sisters that, you know, the nine sisters of music, art, dance, and culture. And the idea is, like, well, you know, what they say, the way the building is designed, that the immortal, the gods, come down to enjoy the Muses at this temple, okay? But also, that emblem of the nine sisters is what connects Ben Franklin to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. And you know this museum is on Ben Franklin Parkway. So Ben Franklin, in the year 1776, the year this nation was founded, Ben Franklin became an initiate in the Order of the Nine Sisters, which was a French Masonic lodge. And it was Franklin joining the Order of the Nine Sisters that secured French support for the revolution movement from England. And so Ben Franklin worked closely with both the English and the French, actually going back to the 1750s. And that is significant because of the Treaty of Albany, which was a complex treaty, did a lot of things. One, it set the stage for the Boston Tea Party. But on a deeper level, it actually helped English colonists win control over Philadelphia, or, you know, that region that's called Lenape Hocking.
How so?
Because the treaty that Ben Franklin was able to broker with who is known historically as the Iroquois, but their name is the Haudenosaunee, the people of the Longhouse. Franklin was able to broker a treaty with the Haudenosaunee that more or less said the British would help the Haudenosaunee against the French if the Haudenosaunee does not align themselves with the Lenape. So that was able to happen, you know, Franklin was able to broker that arrangement. So when the Lenape, which was a smaller confederacy, was attempting to unite with the Haudenosaunee against a common aggressor, you know, the Haudenosaunee left the Lenape out to hang and sided with the British, not knowing that Ben Franklin was also working with the French. The French had an open front against the Haudenosaunee coming out of Canada. The Haudenosaunee were like in the Ohio River, Great Lakes, Ohio River Valley, Great Lakes region. And the French were incurring on them from Canada. So Franklin was able to say, like, hey, we'll work with you against the French if you don't support the Lenape's efforts to kick us out of Lenapehoking. And that's what happened. So that ultimately led to the Lenape being displaced and forced westward into the Ohio River Valley. And so that mound that we're talking about,
right.
Fair Mount on Ben Franklin Parkway. You know, the fact that it's named Ben Franklin Parkway, that's kind of like a special affront to the Lenape, you know? Like I said, this mound was their most sacred mound. And so to name the parkway that leads to it after the founding father that was ultimately responsible for their displacement, you know, it's an affront. And that's what they often do. That's what the mound gritters often do when they occupy these mounds, is they'll do something that is particularly affronting or offending, offensive, disrespectful, spiteful to those who are indigenous to that region, you know?
Interesting. So who are the mound gritters of today, and how are they going around offending people today? I mean, is Israel essentially a mound of some sort offending the Palestinian people? Am I reading into this too much? Or, I mean, well, bring us to today's time, will you?
I think how we see it today would be the science called urban geomancy, that and the fruit of it that we're seeing is the gentrification that is occurring in the urban communities, you know?
Okay.
So mound gritting is a branch of science that we would call geomancy, you know, which is like planetary feng shui, where we place things on the planet to get a certain energy, you know, with your home. You want a certain energy in your home. You might place a fountain or a mirror.
I wouldn't, but okay, I hear
you. You understand what I mean, that there's this idea of placing certain things that have a certain energy with them in certain places in your house to either augment or minimize certain energy.
Right. Well, this is feng shui on a global level, huh?
Feng shui on a global level. Geomancy. Urban geomancy specifically. So I would say how we see it today on a very real level is this, the fruits of it is the gentrification, you know, going back to George Bush's Weed and Seed, you know, George Bush Sr., when he came out with the war with drugs, he had the Weed and Seed program where he said, hey, we're going to weed out unwanted people in these communities and seed it with ones we do want, you know, so we
fill up our prisons, take fathers out of the homes of families and seed it with, well, all sorts of other shiesty elements.
Exactly. So, you know, I think that's how we're seeing, because the mounds have already been occupied. All the major cities are already, you know, are on the mound. Okay? But now they're refining the geomancy, because a big part of the gentrification was just to create an energy field that would make ones in the community not want to live there anymore. You know, so you had the war with drugs, but, you know, you're not going to lock everybody up. And everyone is not going to become a crackhead. But we still got to uproot those ones that may have been here X number of generations. How do we do that? We create the environment, the energy field, the vibration where they'll choose to move. You know? So, for example, right, D.C. was my hometown. But, I came up in, I was a teenager when that war with drugs, Fannie Bush and all them things, was in full effect.
Sure, while your mayor was smoking crack.
Hey, absolutely, you know.
who can forget that, jeez.
Yeah, who can forget that, you know.
Good old, what was his name, Marion Barry?
Marion Barry, absolutely, you know.
The crack-smoking mayor of Washington, D.C.
some deep insight on that, but maybe that'll be for another episode.
That's definitely another episode. I did not mean to digress, but go ahead, finish your point.
No, no worries, but I mean, you really did bring it home where, right, who would choose to raise their youth in a city where the mayor's smoking crack?
It just brings up the hypocrisy, and we know that the CIA has been ultimately the biggest drug pushers out there. We know that Freeway Ricky Ross, ever hear that name? You know,
right,
he gets locked up, and, Oliver North, Colonel Oliver North, is living large.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we know, that's why I don't call it war on drugs. It was definitely the war with drugs.
Or war on the people, for that matter.
Yeah. Absolutely. War on people, war with drugs. Exactly.
Yeah, I like that much better.
Great way to term it, you know.
But, absolutely.
You know, so that's a big part of the urban geomancy. And,
interesting.
Influencing the morphic resonance field of cities.
What does that mean?
Morphic resonance. Things of a similar form or morphology hold a similar vibration. So, if I want to, you know, I can target ones who share a similar vibration through vibrational warfare. Okay? So the radio, all the antenna, all the broadcast media, and all those spectrums that we have.
Cell phones,
all those things, you know, as well as the more subtler, geomantic, morphic energy field. So now this gets into a kind of a darker science that, you know, again, it might be hard to prove, but, you know, and you might say it's urban legend, right? But, you know, a lot of these skyscrapers are antenna, spiritual antenna, emanating negative energy and being portals for negative entities.
I can only imagine what that means for 9/11 and the occult symbolism.
A good movie to study this concept is Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Ghostbusters? You're kidding.
The Ghostbusters series dealt with this science of geomancy.
The Ghostbusters, like who you want to call Ghostbusters, those guys?
Go watch that. Go watch Ghostbusters again in light of this discussion. And you'll see, right, at least the first one, the whole idea of that movie was that the apartment complex that Sigourney Weaver lived in was the reconstruction of a Babylonian temple. That was a portal for Marduk.
Go ahead.
And, so, you know,
I figured I'd put a little Ghostbuster music behind you. Go ahead, finish your point.
There's some that would say that, yeah, even on those subtle levels, there's this social architect and urban engineering going on. Using that spiritual technology.
Interesting. Ross, we're coming up to our last break for tonight's show, and when I come back, I want to ask you what you find to be the most important part of this research that you're doing, and I also want you to plug the project that you're working on that's kind of going to be a bit of a synthesis of all of this and so much more. You want to continue your studies on this, and I think you might be on to something. And then our last segment, I'll let you plug that thoroughly. Folks, Ross Benn has been our third-hour guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Geez, did that 3 hours go by fast or what? Final segment still to come. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt
and chase the Ghostbusters out of earth. I was jamming out to the Ghostbuster theme song on the break. It's been ages since I've listened to that. That's pretty groovy, Ross Ben. Have you? I mean, that's a good tune.
Yeah, man.
I'm not just saying that. Can we listen to just a couple notes of the Ghostbuster theme again, please? Mr. Producer, can we bring that back on? Just a couple notes, because I want to let Ross Ben sum up tonight's show. Just a couple notes. Here we go. A little Ghostbusters theme. Gotta love it. If there's something good in the neighborhood, who are you going to call, or something like that. I don't know. It's taken a while to load, so we'll skip it. But, geez, that's some good theme music. They don't make them like they used to. Ross Ben, in the final segment here, wrap it up. What do you think is the most important aspect of this research?
Well, I think the most important aspect of this research is we have to really study this thing called urban design, and see if you live in a city, you really do need to know how your city is gridded out and how that might be impacting your subconscious reality. Because we know the subconscious reality forms our conscious reality. And, you know, if you're not living your reality, it might be because you're caught up in someone else's dream or someone else's vision. And that vision is cast out in the city, hidden in plain sight, right in front of your eyes. Most of the science with the mound, it really is a cult, meaning it's hidden in plain sight.
That's what a cult literally means. If you translate a cult, it means hidden, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's hidden in plain sight. It's right in front of your face, and you don't even know what you're looking at.
Interesting. You know? Russ, tell me about the project that you have set up. How can people find it and link up?
Well, I am running a Kickstarter campaign that's called Mystic Philadelphia. This information is actually part of an in-depth research I've done on the city of Philadelphia, because it's a very mystical and magical place. It's no coincidence that Philly, beyond being the birthplace of this country, is what would be called the foundry of the Western world, meaning most things that define the social fabric and cultural fabric of the Western world, those things started in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And it's not coincidence. It goes back to that Lenape tradition I shared with you that says the things that happen there happen with the full participation of the earth. You know? So
how can they find that Kickstarter? Because we're almost out of time here.
Absolutely, yeah. So you can go to my website, rossben.com or rossben.net. There I have a video and a link that will take you straight to the Kickstarter page. Or you can go to the Kickstarter.com and search for Rossben or Return of Mystic Philadelphia. This is my second go-around. My first go-around was unsuccessful. I didn't meet my funding goal. And truth be told, time is not looking like it's on my side. I need to make an appeal to the listening audience. If you value any of this information, please pre-order this book so that I can manifest it. You know?
All right. I think the listeners are definitely intrigued, as am I. Ross Ben, RASBEN.com. Ross Ben, thanks so much for coming on again, brother.
Thanks.
We'll do it again.
Hey, Bob. Thank you, man. And keep
all the
doing
best.
Your great work, brother. And it was
thank
phenomenal
you.
Building with you to free your mind.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great to see you there as well. Folks, we'll be back next Saturday with the Joy Camp, Popeye from Federal Jack, and so much more. The Bob Tuscan Show loves you. Take care, everyone. Have a great rest of your weekend.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
How would you